With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio.
And if your New Year's resolution is to finally reactivate your gym membership and get back to exercising, well, Omicron may be giving you second thoughts. Rising case numbers and new mask mandates have once again thrown a wrench into some people's plans to return to the weight room or yoga studio. Marketplace's Matt Levin reports on how gyms are adapting yet again.
January used to be a very lucrative month for HealthWorks Group, which owns a chain of gyms in the greater Boston area.
As many new members join our clubs in the first 10 days of January as a typical month in another part of the year.
President Mark Harrington Jr. says that's very unlikely in 2022. He says gyms like HealthWorks aren't planning big New Year's price cuts to get members back.
I would say across the industry, discounting is way down from what it was in the pre-COVID era.
Many gyms are instead catering to the members that stuck with them, the diehards who, despite Omicron, will never, ever miss a leg day. Josh Levy is CEO of the Fitness Business Association. He says the pandemic has also changed gyms' marketing strategies. Out with the fitness models, in with the MDs.
Testimonials from their client base of doctors, of nurses.
Don't know if that would convince me, especially if there's no discount at the smoothie bar. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.